Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so very much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. It is August 7th, 2018, and welcome to On Fire to Inspire. I tell you, you could have been doing anything else. We all have very busy lives, and you've chosen to spend it with us, and for that, we're totally grateful and thankful. We want to thank each of our sponsors on Fire to Inspire this evening for joining us and supporting us on our endeavors. We have the Jasmine House Foundation, who is putting on their annual jazz soiree. It will be held on September 21st, 2018, and it reads, they're having a silent auction. It says, please join us for our annual silent auction fundraiser. Proceeds will benefit the Jasmine House Foundation's current goal of launching a Jasmine House after-school program and resource center. And so the tickets for that event is going to be $50. They have a jazz artist, Mr. Johnny Beal. They have food. They have things to actual auction on. It will totally be worth your while sewing into this great, great organization. Again, the Jasmine House Foundation will be having this September 21st, 2018, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Zuccott Gallery, located at 100 Centennial Olympic Parkway, Atlanta, Georgia, 30313. And if you want to find out more about it, go ahead and go out to Eventbrite. You can purchase your ticket out there. You can go to their website, jasminehousefoundation.org, and find out more about that. Again, that date is September 21st from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Zuccott Gallery, and you will not be disappointed by joining this great, great initiative. We also have Mr. Devon Hines as the co-writer of God's Love. It is a play that is coming up, and that play is coming up on August 17th. And that play will be held at, and I apologize for the delay, it is coming up slowly. It will be held at the Washington Street, give me just a moment, staying blank on me. You know you're doing the right thing when you have technical difficulty. I have technical difficulty when things are trying you, but you know what, you got to stay focused and understand what they are. And that's a hindrance, and you shut the hindrance down and keep it moving. That date is August 18th. It is called God's Love, Can You Hear Me? Gospel Stage Play. That is August 18th. That's next Sunday afternoon at 10 p.m. It's written by Devon Hines and LaTanya Mitchell. Gospel Stage Play. Again, that's August 18th. Next Sunday, tickets are $10 per person. The time of the play is 3 p.m. Vendors, I'm not sure if vendors have been filled, but they had vendor tables at $30. And if you're interested in finding out more, you can contact Mr. Hines at 770-883-6828. Again, that's 770-883-6828. That play will be held on August the 18th, 2018, at 3 p.m. The address to that location is 8134 Geiger Street, Northwest Covington, Georgia. And so you definitely want to support that initiative. That stage play is about an autistic child, and it's based on real-life scenarios. So definitely something you want to go out to, some great, great initiatives coming up. Thank you so much to our other sponsors. We have Infographics, who's your one-stop shop to all of your graphics and photography needs. And that's A-P-H-O-G-R-A-S as in Frank, X as in X-ray. We also have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. We have Unique Expression by Design. Unique Expression by Design takes care of all your custom products from your professional needs to your personal needs. They can get anything customized from T-shirts, cups, mugs, pens. So anything you want in that department, Unique Expression by Design in Angeles, Washington. Excuse me. And finally, we have www.inspiredjewels4u.com, inspiredjewelsforyou.com, and they will take care of all of your $5 jewelry and accessory needs through Paparazzi. You can order your pieces online. New pieces come out every day, Monday through Friday. In the evenings, you can check out their daily and see if there's some pieces you're interested in. Again, that's www.inspiredjewels4u. Well, tonight's topic is actually going to include you guys, so you got to participate in this one, guys. I need some feedback from you. But before I open up the lines for feedback, we're going to talk about we are already in the month of August. So we're in 2018 today. It's actually August 7th, 2018. So we have the new beginning, which is the month of August, and then we have 2018. It's coming to an end in 4 months. New beginnings. Today is the 7th, a completion. Now we're going into that new beginning of the month, of the year of 2018, and I say new beginning because you have a new opportunity to make a fresh start for these last 4 months. Now, what are you going to do with them? Are you going to use it as excuses of, well, I didn't do anything, or, well, you know, see, what happened was, we're not going to talk about what happened. No, we're going to catch our breath, we're going to breathe, and we're going to move forward in the things that God is calling us to, what goals that He put in your heart, what are some of the things that He's placed in you that's been burning that you know He's calling you to do in this hour. So we're going to jump into that shortly. But before we do that, let me get me a cup of tea. Because, again, as I said before, when you know you are on point to do what God is calling you to do, you see all kind of attacks, and you come against it with exactly what you know, and that is the Word of God. So you know that everything that you declare, your voice, your body is healed in Jesus' almighty name. So as we move forth, we're going to talk first about we're in the month of August. We're going to talk about the number 8 being new beginnings. We're going to talk about, and we're going to open up the line shortly about people sharing. But we're going to go to some scripture and get some Bible basing on this thing here. Let's go to get some foundation. So in Revelation 21:5, and 21:5 he says, and Amplified Version says, and he who sits on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. Also he said, write, for these words are faithful and true. They're accurate, incorruptible, and trustworthy. So the Lord says he's doing a new thing. He's making all things new. So it's time for us to see them as new. Yes, we are in month 8. And maybe you didn't really take good advantage. You didn't maximize your time. You didn't maximize the things in your potential and the potential you have in the first 7 months of this year. But guess what? We're in the new beginning month, and it's time to move forth and cast out your nets. It's not too late. You still have 4 months to make it happen. So Revelation 21:5 says again, and he who sits on the throne said, behold, I'm making all things new. And he said, write, for these words are faithful and true. They're accurate, incorruptible, and trustworthy. Now, I love how the Message Bible read it as well. I'm going to read that to you next. Let me pull that. The Message Bible said it like this. You know, the Message Bible will kind of bring in a couple of the scriptures together. So 3-5 actually reads this way. I've heard a voice thunder from the throne. Look, look, God has moved into the neighborhood, making his home with men and women. They're his people. He's their God. He'll wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death is gone and gone for good. Tears gone, crying gone, pain gone. all the first orders of things gone. The enthroned and joy, excuse me, continue. Look, I'm making everything new. Write it all down. Each word dependable and accurate. So there again, he's telling us, I'm making things new. Make a note of it. Write it down. And we're talking about right now what it is that you want to see happen, what it is that you want to accomplish over the next 4 months of this year. What is it that you want to accomplish? Write it down. And as you write it down, you can have like a checklist of what you've gotten accomplished. The small things, the big things. So he's making things. He's reminding us that he's already made it new. But we got to see it as new. Okay, even though we're in month 8, see it as new because this is the new beginning. Now we're going to go to Psalms 40:3. And it says, he put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Now, we got to see these things as new. So now we got to bring our praise with it. We got to bring our expectation and our praise on this newness. Don't come in with old mindsets. Don't come in with excuses. Come into this new month of, you know what, it's time to get it done. You know what, I didn't do too much that first 7 months, but this last, I'm going to make it happen. And God, with you, all things are possible. So I'm going to get it done, but I'm getting it done through you and your strength, not me and my own. All right, so that was Psalm 40:3. Psalm 40:3 was our second scripture that we're holding on as we move forth in this new month. 40:3. Excuse me, y'all. I don't even know what this is all about, but I do know what it's about. And we shut that down with the power and authority that the Father has given us. All right, amplified again on Psalm 40:3 reads this way. He put a song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear with great reverence and with trust confidently in the Lord. And will trust confidently in the Lord. Let me repeat that one. He put a song in my mouth, a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear with great reverence and will trust confidently in the Lord. So there's a new song that's got to rise up in you in these last 4 months. What new song are you putting in your mouth? What new song are you putting in your mind? What new song are you putting on the inside of your heart? Because what's in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. What's in your mind, it's going to resonate throughout everything. So come on and make that new song, sing it unto the Father. And have an expectancy as you move forward. All right, our next scripture is Isaiah 43:19. Guys, I love this scripture. Isaiah 43:19, it reads like this. And if any of you guys are following along with me, I will slow down. Isaiah 43 and verse 19. I'm going to read an amplified for you. And Isaiah 43:19 says, listen carefully. I am about to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even put a road in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. So the Father says, I'm doing a new thing. And I'll even put a river in the desert. He's saying everything that seems to be impossible, I'm making it possible for you. But again, walking in expectancy, seeing it done before you actually see it manifest. And I love the message version of this scripture. Now listen to this, guys. All right, so the message version of Isaiah 43:19 says this. Let me pull it. All right, it says, it starts at 16, and it says this. This is what God says. The God who builds a road right through the ocean, who carves a path through the pounding waves, the God who summons horses and chariots and armies, they lie down and can't wait, and then can't get up. They snuff out some candles, forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert, be present. I'm about to do something brand new. I'm bursting, it's bursting out. Don't you see it? There it is. I'm making a road through the desert, rivers, and the badlands. Wild animals will say thank you, the coyotes and the buzzards, because I have provided water in the desert, rivers through the sun-baked earth, drinking water for the people I chose, the people I made especially for myself, a people custom made to praise me. So as you're walking in these over these next 4 months, you're singing that praise into your in your heart and in your mind, and then you're singing that praise and you're walking in expectancy, knowing that He's already made rivers in the desert for you. And when I say the desert, that place that seems to be just unattainable, but He says it's attainable. I need you to see it though. It's not a mirage. So I just give God praise for what He's doing in this hour for us. But how are you seeing it? How are you looking at it? Are you looking at it as a new thing? Are you looking at it as a praise as you're giving to the Father? Because He placed this on the inside of you, so it means it's time for the birthing to take place. All right, so we've talked about the first three scriptures we talked about, if you're joining us and you're a little late. The first scripture was Revelation 21:5, that the Lord was saying, "Behold, I'm making all things new." The second scripture was Psalms 40:3. And then now we're going over into Ezekiel 11:19. I apologize, guys. Ezekiel 11:19. It reads, and Amplified, I'm going to re-amplify for you first. Ezekiel 11:19. It reads as this. "And I will give them one heart, a new heart, and put a new spirit within them. I will take from the heart of stone, and it will give them a heart of flesh that is responsive to my touch." So the Father is giving you a new heart. And that heart is now responsive unto Him, unto His touch, unto His voice, unto Him. Now, all of that stuff in the first 7 months, go ahead and let it go. And now take on this newness, this new praise, this new mind, this new heart that is now touchable for Him, that's moldable for Him. I tell you, I don't know if y'all are excited as I am, but I am so excited about these last 4 months, what the Father is doing for you, what the Father is doing unto you. This month of August, this is your newness. So let go of everything that didn't line up with what you foresaw for yourself in 2018. Let it go, because this is a new thing that He's doing. From August forward, see it as newness with your new heart, your new mind, your new spirit, your new praise, your new song on the inside of you. Amen. So that was Ezekiel 11:19. He's already made ways in the wilderness. And I read that one. That was Isaiah 43:19. He's made ways in the wilderness. He said, "I've given you rivers in the desert land." Nobody can do that but Him. He can make ways when it looks like it's just hopeless and helpless. He said, "I've already made the way for you. I need you to see it and stop looking at it as what you thought you saw, because that was merely a mirage. But I need you to see it as what it truly is, and it's already finished. So see it finished." Amen. I tell y'all, God is just so faithful. He is so faithful. When I was asking Father, "Lord, what are you giving me to present to the people this evening? Because you wouldn't let me select anybody, so I know you're going to be talking." And a girlfriend of mine, thank you, Angelise, called me, and she was like, "So what is the topic?" And she was talking. She said, "Well, this is the month of August." I said, "It is." And she said, "You know, it's new beginnings." I said, "Woo." So I said, "You know what? I'm going to see what the Father has to say." And He said, "Yes, it's a new beginning." And so He said, "Now take them to the scripture and remind them of the new beginning." And they have to see it as that new beginning. So that's why I'm taking you to the word, so that you can see it as such and put your hand on it and let Him minister to you as you go back. And you can listen to the recording, or you can go back and you can take notes however you see fit. But make sure you get this thing in your heart. Make sure you're hearing what He said, because this ain't a lie. This is all Him. Because when I tell you I had every technical issue that could have been known to man, I just got online like right before this show and you hear the attack that was trying to come against my voice, but I cancel that as well. Yeah, Ephesians 4 and 24 is our next one, and this is going to be our final one. And put a new self, the regenerated and renewed nature, created in God's image, God-like in the righteousness and holiness of truth, living in a way that expresses to God your gratitude for your salvation. So now that we've taken on this new mindset, do we have a new song of praise in our spirit? We have a new song on our lips and our heart. Our mind is shifted. Our heart is made fresh and pliable and touchable and moldable for the Father. Now we have this place of newness. Everything is renewed, regenerated, this nature of who he is, walking in this thing, seeing it as such, and moving and dwelling in it. Man, I don't know if y'all feeling what I'm feeling, but I'm telling you, it's an excitement. Because one of the things the Lord reminded me was, he said, your expectation will produce an experience. And I promise you, he won't let you down. He won't. He will not let you down. He will not fail you. And I told y'all that that was the last scripture. But I got one more for y'all, and that thing is 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. See yourself in these next 4 months as that new creation he's created you to be. I don't care if you messed up the last 7 months. I don't care if you messed up yesterday. Today is a new day, and you are seeing yourself as that new creation with that new song, with that new heart, with that new mindset. So when you go into 8/8/18 tomorrow, everything is new. Everything about you is new. Everything about the purpose and the plan for your life is new. And I give God praise for what he's doing in you, what he's doing for you, what he's doing through you, because he's touching your life to do what he's called you to, because there's somebody in line waiting on you. There's someone waiting on you to use your gifting. They're seeing that it's doable because God said, I can use you. So why not that person looking at you saying, ooh, well, if he can use her or if he can use him, why not me? Because he's not a respected person. So I'm going to open up the phone lines, and we're going to kind of discuss what we've talked about tonight. The topic was new beginnings. And so the 8 in biblical is new beginnings. So we're talking about taking the month of August and seeing everything fresh and anew. So press option 1 if you want to join in on the discussion, or if you want to make a comment, or if you have a question, whatever you have. If you are listening by internet, guys, you got to dial in to participate in this part. So you'll dial in at 929-2178. Press option 1, and we will bring you on. Again, that's 929-477-2178. Press option 1. We're talking about new beginnings. You know, many times we set goals. We set a to-do list, a task list, and, you know, we're just not cutting it. We allow life to happen. And you know what? That it does happen, but we can't make excuses any longer. We have 4 more months in this year. And so it's time for us to buckle down and get it done. So in this renewed mindset, with this renewed heart, with this renewed vision and sight, it's time for us to move forth in newness. So if you have a comment or question, press option 1. Not everybody press 1 at one time. That, again, is 929-477-2178. We are on the internet. You have to dial in and press 1. And, guys, don't send me texts after I got off the phone and say, hey, I meant to say, no, don't do that, because other people need to hear your comments. What you're saying is valid, and so many times people are missing some great conversations that I have with people through the chats or even on the phone after the show ends. So if you have something to add, share, because there's someone that needs to hear that. So the topic tonight was new beginnings. And I just give God praise for using my sister today. And, you know, I was petitioning unto the Father because I wasn't feeling 100%. And I was petitioning to the Father, okay, Father, what are you using me to do today? Because this is not my show. This is his show. I'm just the mouthpiece that he chooses to use. And I say that all the time. And it's not a cliche. It's what I mean from the bottom of my heart. And when you're allowing him to do a work, then you can, if you're still enough, he can use you or he can use someone to talk to you, to share what's on his heart. So as she said, okay, what about this? I just, you know, went before Father. And he said, yes, that's what we're talking about tonight. And not only that, he gave me the scriptures. He gave me what to place in your spirit and in your hearing. And that's another thing in this hour. You got to be so careful and so strategic and intentional about what you're placing in your vision, what you're listening to. If you're wanting to be successful over the next 4 months, you got to be strategic and intentional about what you're listening to, whether it's TV, internet, phone, whatever. Everything you need to be pouring into your body needs to be, and into your ear gates and into your eye gates, needs to be positive. You can't pour in poison and think you're going to get out. It's not going to happen. So make sure everything that you're pouring in is going to be building you up and helping push you into where God is taking you, not putting poison in and thinking it's going to get it done. No, what that's going to do is zap you and drain your energy, and you will see the same results. Nothing changes. So what are you doing differently? Anybody want to share? What are you strategically planning to do differently over the next 4 months? If you have a question, comment, or anything, 929-477-2178, press option 1. But it's time to do a new thing. And in this next 4 months, it's time for us to make it happen. No more excuses. No more procrastination. No more delay. God is doing a new thing. You know, I had, even for myself, there's some things that I had set aside to do. I put the book on hold. I was going to release that book about 5 months ago, and the Lord said, that was your date, not mine. And so I'm in prayer about when I'm releasing the book, the 21-Day Mind Detox Devotional. So you stay tuned to that, because I really don't know the date on that. I'm still in prayer. But one testimony I do have is one of my to-do list tasks I set was to send out some copies of the On Friday Inspired book to a couple of local libraries. And that particular library system had four locations that we sent out to. And I got an email back yesterday saying, thank you for the donations, and they're going to look at putting it in circulation. They will let me know once it happens. So I got the email back even yesterday. So I don't care how small your task is on your to-do list. Go ahead and do something and watch it manifest. But you got to do it. God can give you the food, but you got to put it up to your mouth and eat it. So, you know that was something that I had been meaning to do, and time got away or whatever. I got it done. And then not even 2 full weeks later, now I'm getting maybe 3 at the most. I've gotten an email back saying, hey, we're looking at getting your book into those library, that particular library, those libraries, and that's 4 different libraries. And I give God praise because that book is what I didn't choose to write. God chose me to write that. He was waking me up to empower people and remind them that they need to dream again. Dare to dream, he said. Tell them that they haven't reached their full potential. Tell them that they're pregnant with purpose. Tell them that I have called them redeemed. I've called them triumphant. Tell them this. And so what is it that you're doing to make an impact on the earth or on the world or changing even your legacy? What are your children seeing you do that's going to change their very lives? What are you doing? Are you making excuses? Because many times that's what we do. Well, you know, I've been busy and I've been working, and then I'm a mother, and then I'm a father, and then I'm, you know, what are you doing to change your surroundings? If you don't like what you're seeing, then change what you're doing. Even when we're taking care of these temples over these last 4 months, what are you doing? Because in order to do this work, you got to make sure that you're taking care of your temple. So no more excuses even on that. For the past 30 days, I had told the Lord, if I want to see something different, I'm going to do it different. So today was when I finished my 30-day consecration of moving forth, me and some friends of mine, moving forth and taking care of these temples. You can't do nothing sick. You can't. You got to have the energy and the stamina to do what God is calling you to do in this hour. So we did fruits, nuts, juices, berries, festival. And every now and then, you know, you did have, like, maybe some pasta or rice, but not very much in that 30-day process. So what are you doing differently? Are you sitting here making excuses? You know what? I just keep gaining weight. Well, what are you doing differently if you want to see weight loss? What are you doing differently if you want to see some change in your business, if you want to see changes in your family life, in whatever it is you want to see changes in? What are you doing to change it? If you keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep getting the same results. And that is the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result is not going to happen. So I double dog dare you, as the kids say, to make up your mind today, to reason in yourself that you are going to stand up. You're going to rise up and do something different. You're going to tell yourself, I can do this. You're going to look in the mirror every morning and say, I got this because, God, you got me. I'm going to do this. You know what? It's already finished, but I got to do my part so it'll manifest in the earth. So what are you doing so that it can get done? But, guys, I see everybody wants to be shy tonight. Last call for an opportunity to participate in the discussion, the 929-477-2178 option one. But we're going to end the show. If you guys don't have any questions or comments, again, make sure you guys go out and buy tickets to the upcoming events. We have the Jasmine House Jazz Soiree coming up on September 21st from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. The tickets are $50. You guys missed out on the early bird special of $35, but it is our annual silent auction. It's going to be great at the Zuccott Gallery. It's a beautiful, beautiful gallery in downtown Atlanta. Tickets are available on Eventbrite. And then also God's Love play is coming up by Mr. Devon Hines. That is coming up on August 18th. Go out to Eventbrite or contact the number that I told you to find out more about it at 3 p.m. on August 18th. Well, guys, it looks like everybody wants to be shy tonight. Y'all don't send me all these text messages and chat after we end the show. Talk about, you know what? I should have said this because I don't want to hear it tonight because somebody else actually needs to hear that. So, guys, if you miss any of the show, go back and listen to the recording, and you will be able to hear the scriptures that the Father has given us to help us finish 2018 strong. August is the month of new beginnings. So see this month as a new beginning for your life. Sing your new song in your heart, a song of praise unto the Father. Bring on that new mindset, that new fresh wind. You know what? We're going to declare and decree in the name of Jesus right now that every person have reason within their mind. They have taken on that fresh wind. They are moving forward, each and every person according or live. You are moving forward in the thing that God has called you to. We counsel, we annihilate, and we bind every distraction, every spirit of procrastination and delay, and we move forth into the purpose and the plan for our lives as God has called it to be. God, I declare that your people be used as vessels and tools. They use every gift, every talent, and opportunity that you've given them. God, I call every gift activated. No more dormancy, no more delay. And, Father, I thank you for each and every person as they move obediently, even when they don't understand. But, Father, they move obediently and hearken unto your voice, even when they don't understand. I hear him say, even when you don't understand, hearken unto my voice because you hear me clearly. Father, I thank you as they move forth that they see your hand move for them because they're walking in obedience. We give you praise, honor, and glory, and we thank you. And it's in your matchless name we pray and believe. Amen. Well, guys, I love you. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Friday Inside. We will be back same day, same time next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I love you guys. Make it a great week, and make sure that you see it as a new month and a new day. Have a blessed one. Looks like we're having technical issues. Well, the music's not going to end us tonight. So good night, guys. Have a blessed one.